Everybody, a lovely sunny day today, isn't it? Really nice and bright. Did any of you listen to the morning service on Radio 4 this morning? Jan did. Nobody else. Oh, good. Well, I kind of, when it was being introduced, I shuddered slightly, and I thought, I don't know that I should enjoy this, but I did. It was wonderful. It was really, really wonderful. And Jackie's nodding her head, so she obviously agrees. Jan, did you think it was a good service? It was very different. Instead of a normal service, it was led by three young people, and they shared testimony and spoke about the Beatitudes. And it was really very nice to hear something that was culturally relevant for younger people today. It's really, really exciting stuff. So if you've got the opportunity to hear it on iPlayer or whatever, you can get radio, I think, on iPlayer, then I do commend that to you. But a welcome to you. There's a special invitation today. We're going to be thinking about being invited to a banquet. And we're thinking, what does that mean? What sort of banquet is it that we're invited to? So I'm going to invite you now. Would you please stand and share with me in the opening words? I will say the words that are in yellow, if you will say the words that are bold and in white. Lord, you have prepared a feast and invited us to come and share with you.
We receive your invitation.
Lord, your table groans with good things, and you offer us cups that are full and running over. As we share in your love, we share your desire for others to know you.
Grant us your heart of compassion for those who still hunger.
While we stand, let's just share a prayer. Gracious God, we pray that we might realize in a new way, perhaps a fresh way, a deeper way, what you have prepared for us. Lord, you are not a mean God, but a super generous God. You do so want to pour blessing into the hearts of women and men throughout the world. Lord, we want to say we are here for you. We're here to receive your blessing, and we're here to pass your blessing on to others. So please meet with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to sing our first song together, which is "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Saviour's Love?" It's a favourite hymn, I'm sure, of many of us. I think it's a Wesley hymn, and he was rejoicing in the amazing fact that God had opened up the kingdom of heaven to him, that he'd become his saviour, that he'd opened up a great treasure feast. I've probably said before, because I've reached an age when I tend to repeat myself quite often. I'm looking at Ken, because I think it's a problem we do suffer from, isn't it? But I used to enjoy the comedian called Jimmy Cricket. Anybody remember Jimmy Cricket? Used to wear his boots on the wrong feet. And he had a catchphrase. Do you remember what his catchphrase was? And there's more. And there's more. And that's what it is with God. There's more and more and more. Who doesn't like a party? Anybody here doesn't like parties?
I like parties.
You like them? Great stuff. Right, have you been to a party recently?
Yes.
Good, was there nice things to eat?
Yes.
Good stuff, yeah. I'm up for parties. It's really nice to have a party. Nice to be invited. However, sometimes invitations for parties get mislaid or forgotten. I'm going to confess a sin. Is that all right with you? You can be my confessors this morning. A few weeks ago, there was a special party arranged by a lady in this congregation, and I received a nice invitation, said, yes, I would like to go. And then I didn't turn up. And my excuse is that my addled brain had got overwhelmed with all the different things I was trying to keep in mind at the time. But I was very sorry to let Jane down, and sorry to miss out on all the nice things that have been prepared. But it's ever so easy. And we're going to be thinking about a story that Jesus told about people invited to a party who didn't turn up. So we've been thinking about that and its relevance for us. Jesus told this story while he was at a party. He'd been invited to the home of a very, very important man, and he was sitting at the table, presumably. We're not told exactly, but it sounds as if he was. They would have not had ordinary seats. They'd have had couches on three sides of the table. And he was there. Perhaps he was there as an honored guest. We don't know. But he had all sorts of things to say to them about the meal, and he finished up with a wonderful, most intriguing parable that we're going to be thinking about later on. And the parable is about people that made excuses, just like I made an excuse just now. And I was told when I was a naughty boy at school, I was told, giving excuses, that an excuse is merely a reason stuffed with a lie. That put me down. Well, I want us to think about this. Now, as I was preparing, I thought there's one song that really goes with the theme of today. So I'm hoping you're up for joining in a song that you've never perhaps heard before. And I'm going to play a little bit so that you get an idea of how it goes. But the catchphrase of this is, I cannot come. Would you mind saying, I cannot come? Could you say it a bit more emphatically? I cannot come. Right, okay. You'll need to do that partway through as we sing the song. Does anybody here know the banquet song? If you already know the banquet song, could you wave at me? Nobody's waving, right? Okay, so we're all learners. Okay. Thing about learning something new is you sing it with confidence, because if you go wrong, everybody else will think you're right and they've gone wrong. So just sing confidently and it'll be all right. Okay, let me get out of the way of the screen a bit. Okay, and this is the introduction. Okay, we just go to verse and a chorus, give you an idea of how it goes. Well, if you don't remember anything else from this morning, hopefully that will stick in your mind and its message will stick in your heart as well. It's great just to reflect upon the invitation God gives us. Thank you very much. Margaret's going to entertain us with the news. I don't know whether it's...
Well, you've certainly woken us up, Barry. If nothing else, that was lovely. Really joyful, fun song to sing, isn't it? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to our service today, which is led by a member of our congregation, the Reverend Barry Osborne. It's lovely for you to lead our worship today, Barry. Thank you.
My pleasure.
If you're visiting here for the first time, you're more than welcome. It's lovely to see you all. Hope you had a good week. Last week here at the church, we had the steering group meeting on Wednesday, and we were discussing various things as we do, and one of the things we talked about was the need for a minutes secretary. So if anybody is up for writing the minutes at the church meeting, feels able to do it, that would be most helpful. I'm more than happy to talk with you through how it goes, what you need to be able to do, but it would be a really helpful thing if somebody feels able to do that with a little bit of support. The other thing we talked about was we've got a number of people who aren't church members, and we were thinking it might be good to run a very sort of informal membership group. So if anybody is interested in becoming a church member, please have a word with me or with any member of the steering group, and we would, you know, really encourage you to become a member of the church and be more involved with things that we do, with church meeting and decisions that we make. So you're more than welcome. Membership is open to all who come to our church. On Friday, it was quite a special day because we had the Lent lunch and the service at the Methodist Church, and then that was followed at 2 o'clock at the St. Dias Church with the World Day of Prayer service, which was a really lovely special service for those of you that attended. I'm sure you feel the same. It was quite a poignant service because the actual text and the service itself had been written by the Christian Women of Palestine, which obviously at this time is, you know, an extremely difficult time and something that's dear to our hearts and something I'm sure, you know, is in our hearts and prayers every day. But it was a wonderful service, and there are on the table over there some little booklets with the text of the service and the hymns and the prayers and the readings. So please do take one. I've also put, they gave out little bunches of olive leaves tied together, and that was a theme throughout the service, the olive tree. So again, do help yourself to a booklet. And we give thanks to Jan, who gave one of the readings, and to Mel also, who was, both of them were heavily involved with that service and representing our church here. That was a lovely thing to do. On Wednesday, it's the service of cremation for Maureen at 1:30 at Great Glen, and I'm sure, you know, Mike would be very pleased to see some of you there at the service if you're able to go there. And we also have a funeral service here on Thursday for Barry Rush. Good news about our Romanian friends. We now have a date for their visit. So I think from the 18th to the 22nd of April, which is not too long away, we will have a group of four, the minister, Gheorghe, and his wife, Marcy, and two other members of their congregation. And I can't remember what the names are. So that's really exciting that we will have a weekend time that we can spend with them on the Sunday. I think we're going to plan for a cafe church that Sunday, so that should be a very informal time together and time for them to meet with us and chat with us. So that's a long-awaited and very welcome visit that we can look forward to. First Wednesday meeting this coming Wednesday, and you'll be very pleased to know that Georgina and her colleague Gary will be giving a talk on ADHD. So I'm sure it will be a very interesting afternoon, and I know that Georgina has been doing an awful lot of work in this area. So if you don't normally come to First Wednesday Fellowship and you're interested in the talk, please do let me know, and please do come. It's open to all. There's no membership needed. It's just a very welcoming afternoon. The other thing, next Saturday, it's Mothering Saturday on the Steps, and there is a family event out on the steps and here, actually in the church. So everybody is welcome to that. It's going to be quite a lovely event, I'm sure. So there'll be refreshments served and craft activities and things outside. Hopefully it's a fine day that the children can be outside. So everybody is welcome to be part of that. Thank you for your offerings today that you continue to make. Your generosity is quite overwhelming at times for God's work here in our church in Market Harbour, and also for our partner church in Targamores. It's wonderful, the generosity, and we do thank God for all the blessings that he gives us, and we pray for his guidance that we will use these gifts for his purpose and use them wisely. We are serving refreshments in the church. Please do join us after the service. And now I think we haven't quite finished, because I think Jane wants to have a word. Thank you.
You should all have in your pew a little leaflet like this. It's not just to be put in the bin. It is very important. Next week, starting next Sunday, the 11th to the 17th of March, we would like to take part, we'd like to encourage as many people as possible to take part in the big plastic count. This has come from the Eco Church group. It's all about collecting information about what kinds of plastic we throw away and what can be done to reduce that or to make it more recyclable and all that kind of thing. But the people doing this need information about what it is that people are actually throwing away. It's not a call for you to reduce your plastic that week particularly, although that is always the case. It's a call for you to count what it is you're throwing away. So on the front of your sheet, that side, it's got all the information about what you can count and what you can't count. And on the back is a tally sheet for you to record it. This is all online. On the front, there is a lot of information about where you can go online to do it. You can do it online. That's actually the easiest way to submit your results. So if you're able to do it, take part. You can use this in the week to check off what you're throwing away and what it is and all the rest of it. And then you can submit your results online at the website that it tells you on the front. If anyone has problems submitting their results, don't think you can't do it. Just bring your completed sheet back and we'll sort that out for you. Okay? So we should all have the sheet. We can talk about it afterwards if anybody's got any questions. And I say, the easiest way for everybody to do it is to go online themselves and submit their results online. It's the same as doing the big garden bird count and all those kind of things. But if you have a problem or you can't get online, then you can still do it and we'll help you out with that bit.
Thank you, Jane, very much. I'm going to ask Jenny if she'd like to come and share any information as we're thinking about services to come. I knew you'd be prepared for anything, so I thought it was all right.
Good morning. On the 17th, which is 2 weeks today, is one of our congregational services. And we are looking for people who could share a time when they've realised that Jesus was near to them. Or they've seen the wonder of God suddenly, and things just look different because of that. So the Bible reading is at the road to Emmaus, where the disciples are just wandering along the road and then suddenly realise who it is who's with them. So this might be a time when you were in a really difficult place and you knew you weren't on your own. It might be a time when you saw a spider's web glistening in the sunshine and realised about the beauty of creation. I'm looking for the two people who are doing it so far have both said they're very short, so maybe four or five people just to tell a short story. Also want people who are prepared to lead prayers, to take part in Bible readings, to lead the opening devotions. So there's a list on the table there, and I'll take it through to coffee. But it's been so lovely when we've done this before as a shared experience, and if you feel brave enough, then please do take part in it. If you don't feel brave enough to stand at the front, please make sure that anyone who comes that morning feels particularly welcome. So we're welcoming everybody who comes. We just want to show what a lovely congregation we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. On the subject of sharing, this morning I'm going to be doing most of the service. We really like to get others involved. In a few moments, we're going to have Pauline to do a reading for us. But could I just say, last time I led communion, going to have an opportunity of sharing your bread and wine at the close of the service. Everybody is invited to that. Last time I conducted the service, I asked the two people who came as servers if they would each say a prayer. Today, I'm going to just leave it open. So when I say there's an opportunity to pray a prayer, giving thanks for the bread and the wine and what they symbolize. If anybody wants to step forward and lead us in that prayer, that would be very nice. So anybody who understands what it symbolizes and is prepared just to say a very short prayer, thanking God for the bread and the wine that we're going to take and praising God for what it symbolizes, please feel free to come forward at that time. Now I need to see the screen change so I know what's following. Oh, it's intercessions. So let's pray together, please. The news today is very much focused on the conflict in the Middle East. On one hand, the situation in Gaza is critical and people are starving. and supplies have not been getting through, and in the last few days a terrible situation developed, which I'm sure we picked up from the news, where I think hundreds of people were killed in stampedes and in the reaction of some of the soldiers. So just thinking of that. Also, in Cairo today, there is a special meeting to try to get reconciliation between the Palestinians and the Israelis. There are other things, perhaps, in the news that we're mindful of, but let us hold these things before God. Loving Heavenly Father, you are the God of the whole world. There is nobody on this planet that you do not love. Each person is precious to you. Each brutal death is a cause of sorrow. And we pray for peace in your world. We pray for the meeting in Cairo, Lord, for those that will be there from both sides and other people who are helping. Lord, we pray, grant wisdom and courage to take bold steps to bring an end, not just to this conflict that's been going on since October, but Lord, it would be lovely to see an end to the conflict, the long-running conflict between Palestinians and Christians, and Jews, rather. And Lord, we just pray that you will indeed move by your Spirit. We long to hear that there has been a plan for them to be able to occupy space together. We also think of the situation in Ukraine, and we're conscious of the ongoing fighting and bombing. And Lord, we pray for the nations of the world as, Lord, we have risen up to stand with Ukraine in this situation in which they have been invaded by Russian forces. Lord, as we think ahead, dare we ask you, Lord, to intervene in the election of the president of Russia, Lord, but it would be lovely to see a major change, that people might be able to live in peace and justice. And we pray about our little part of the world in which we live, and we pray for those who are in need today. We think of those who suffer because of the cost of living, those who are homeless, those who are facing crises because of domestic violence, and so many other things in the world in which we live. Lord, we pray, keep your hand upon those who rise up to minister in this town and share your message of love and peace and justice. We pray for those who are known to us in our fellowship today who need our prayers. And in a moment of stillness, if you wish to mention a name or a situation in which you're concerned and you want prayer, please feel free now to speak it out. So, Lord, some of those prayers have been said in the silence of our hearts, but we bring all our prayers to you now, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Now, Pauline is going to read to us from God's Word. It's Luke chapter 24, quite easily found in your Bibles in the pews if you want to follow as Pauline reads to us. Please follow in a Bible if you can.
Jesus at a Pharisee's house. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from an abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. "When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this person your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of the other guests. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I have just got married, so I cannot come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.
Thank you, Pauline. Are we going to sing together again, please? 541, if you're using a book, it'll be on the screen. One shall tell another. I don't know if you've ever had a plus one kind of invitation to a party to come, plus one. So you had to invite somebody. So this is a song about inviting somebody else to come and enjoy the celebration that God has for us all. Let's stand to sing.